Hello, hello, hello. On this episode of the People Stack podcast, our topic is confidence. How do you access your confidence as a technical leader? I'm going to give you a three-step process. Take some notes, folks. This is an important one. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, all you badass technical leaders out there. Jen Bunk here. I am co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. We are here to help you transform your career as technical leaders. The topic for today is confidence. This is something that I believe is weaved into almost every single question that we get from prospective clients, from friends of ours who know what we do and they want to get some free coaching, which we usually don't give free coaching, but we're happy to, you know, share stuff at a high level like we do on the podcast. So confidence. It's one of those things that is required to get to the next level in life, whoever you are, whether you're a technical leader, whether you do something else. And it's especially important for those of you who are wanting to rise even higher, that you've made it to a certain point in your career, maybe as a manager or a director, and you're wanting to move even higher than that, to VP level, to VEEP level, or potentially even to the C level. And for those of you who are already at the director level, C level, VP level, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you know that continuing to access even more of your confidence to build, I'm using that in bunny quotes, I'm going to talk about that for a sec in just a moment. To build your confidence even more becomes even more important the higher and higher it is that you rise in the ranks, the more and more responsibility that you take on, the more and more decisions, important decisions that rest on your shoulders that need to be made, the more that you have a greater strategic vision, the more that you're there to inspire others and hold others and be there for others. It starts with you. It starts with you. And as a leader, confidence is one of those values, one of those magic powers, if you will, that is so, so important to cultivate and to be able to access even more of it, even more of it, even more of it. And it really does lie. Confidence, how do I access even more confidence, lies at the heart of so many of the questions you might be asking yourself right now around your career. How do I get to the next level? How do I negotiate a higher salary? How do I work less? You know, for some of you, you're in exactly the position that you want to be, whether that's director or VP or C-level or something like that. And you don't want to rise any higher because you're overworked, you're overwhelmed, you're working your butt off way too many hours for you to count. And maybe you want to go higher, but it's like, not if I have to work more. So what lies at the center of doing more, like achieving more, is actually even more correct. What lies at the center of achieving more success while not having to continually have to do more and do more and do more and do more. Because I've said this before and I'll say it again, that the journey of leveling up as a technical leader, really as any leader, and really leveling up anything in your life is like climbing a mountain. And the higher and higher you get, the steeper and steeper it gets, and the air gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And so there's no way that you're going to be able to keep rising even higher, even higher, even higher, if you continue to carry the weight of lack of confidence. And if you don't have the strength to climb those steeper, that steeper part of the mountain. You need that strength, that confidence to climb the steeper part of the mountain. And you also need to let go of any of the baggage that you were carrying, that you've been carrying, that is no longer needed, or else you're just going to be huffing and puffing your way up as the air gets thinner. So let's talk about confidence. Let's talk about the three steps that you can take, that I am inviting you to take, so that you can access your confidence. I am using the word access very, very intentionally here, because step one is making a perspective shift. Make this shift that this is not about building my confidence. This is not about finding my confidence. This is about accessing my confidence. It's already there. It's already there. I have the confidence within me. It lies within me. It's already there. All I have to do is access it. Instead of saying, "Ooh, where's my confidence? Where did it go? Is it under here? Is it in this drawer?" Or like, "Oh, I have to build this confidence." And then you're just adding more weight to the baggage that you're already carrying. I have to build my confidence. I don't have enough. I don't have enough of it, so I must build more. Mm-mm. It's already there. It's already there. And in order to fully grasp this shift, in order to fully lean into the power and also the ease and the flow of this shift, because if you even just listen to it, the confidence is already there. I have it. How do I access it? How do I access my confidence? That's the question I want you asking yourself. How do I access even more confidence? In order to fully embrace this and feel the power and also the ease of this, you really do, it's required that you lean into your meta beliefs, your core beliefs, this is how the world works and this is why I'm here beliefs, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs. In order to fully get that, because otherwise it becomes an entirely intellectual process and your brain will fight you on it every step of the way. What do you mean? No, I do need to build my confidence. What is this confidence thing anyway? To me, this is what confidence means. To me, what confidence means is that I need to get that promotion first and then I'll be confident. To me, in order to be confident, I need to get this recognition and that result and that result. That's what needs to happen so that it can be confident. What are you talking about? It's already there. That doesn't make any sense. That's not logical. Because it's not. It's not logical. This is not an intellectual exercise. This is an exercise of spirit. This is an exercise into the deepest parts of your soul. This is an exercise into the divine within, to the God within, into the core essence of who you are, of the starlight within. We just have this word called confidence. And if you intellectualize this process, you're going to be fighting yourself every step of the way. But instead, if what you really lean into is the idea that there is this word that we've come up with that we have a somewhat shared meaning of, but not entirely, ask 10 people what confidence means, you're going to get 20 different answers. I don't recommend you do that, by the way, because that's just intellectualizing the process even more. And if you want to access your confidence, it's not going to be helpful, because then you're going to start playing the comparison game and like, oh, well, that person's more confident than I am, and I should start doing what they're doing. No, you want to, you do you. You do you in your own way. Like, turn up your core essence and realize that we have this word called confidence that has a resonance to it, that has a certain sound, a certain energy, and a certain vibration to it, a certain frequency to this word called confidence. And there's a feeling that even when you just say the word, that for many of you, you feel it. You feel confidence. For many of you, just saying that word, confidence. I am confident. I am infinitely confident. Feel the resonance of it. Allow it into your body, your soul, and your spirit. It's there. Of course it's there. Of course you can access it. So that's number one. Make this shift. This is one of the main shifts that our clients have made around confidence. And then basically it was just easy sailing from there. All I have to do is access my confidence. It's already there. Write that one down if you need to. All I have to do is access my confidence. It's already there. Infinite amounts of confidence are already there. More and more is being created every moment for me to tap into. That's step one. I told you it starts with you. It's all about you. Step two. Figure out what makes you feel badass. What makes you feel badass? I'm raising the bar here. We're not just talking about confidence. We're talking about badassery now. You know, one of the things that we realized, that Rob and I realized as we've been growing the People Stack, as we've had the privilege and the honor of working with hundreds of amazing technical leaders and have guided them to even higher heights in their careers, to more prosperity, more financial prosperity in their careers, and also more time freedom, more ability to enjoy life even more ability to tap into who they really are and to be the best versions of themselves. It's been an honor, and we're so privileged to work with the clients that we get to work with, to be their guides on this fabulous journey. And one of the things that we've realized is that essentially what we're doing is that we're helping you, oh fellow tech leaders, realize how badass you really are. We're all badass, every single one of us. You don't have to prove it. You have nothing to prove. None of us has anything to prove. You are badass simply by being. Simply by being, you are badass. And the fact that you're listening here right now, that you are devoting this time to yourself, to your career. Hey, if the brain wants some proof, it can give it to you. It can give it to you in spades. And so, like I was alluding to in step one, it's about a feeling. It's about a feeling of confidence. Let's ramp it up. Let's ramp it up to a feeling of badass. What makes you feel badass? But I actually encourage you right now, if it's safe to do, I know some of you are in a car, so as long as it's safe to do, or just make a mental note to do it as soon as you get to wherever you get, make a list. But if it's safe to do right now, hit the pause button in a moment after I tell you what to do, after I guide you here. And if you choose to do it, here's your mission if you choose to accept it. Make a list of 10 things that make you feel badass. And if you want to just go for it right now without any examples, hit the pause button and start making that list. What is 10 things that make you feel badass? I'll give you some examples now if you need them, if you want them. What makes you feel badass? Exercise, lifting weights, running, hiking, anything involving moving your body. Sex, anything involving sex or intimacy. And it could just be making dinner for your loved one. To anything and everything else that's included in intimacy, in love, in giving your love and feeling love fully from somebody else. What makes you feel badass? Leading a meeting, having a one-on-one with a team member where you really help them to see something in the way that they haven't before. Getting a team member a promotion, getting yourself a promotion, succeeding in some way might make you feel badass. What makes you feel badass? What are the thoughts? What are the things that you can remember from your life? Past memories of things that have happened that you're proud of, that you're excited about, that you want to celebrate with yourself and remember those things. Remember that time you got the promotion. Remember the time the CEO said, "Really great work. We love having you on the team." Remember the time your kids said to you, "I love you, Daddy. I love you, Mommy." Remember the time that you inspired one of your mentees to spread their wings and go after their dreams. Remember the time that you passed an exam. Remember the time that you gave a great talk. Remember the time that you wrote something and you put it out there, and you put it out, you put it maybe out there on as a blog post or on Medium, or maybe you wrote an article and you were invited to write an article and everybody was celebrating it. What makes you feel badass? Come up with at least 10 things. That's step two. Just write them down, capture them. And also, if you feel drawn to this, have it be an ongoing list. It's your list of badass. It's your stack of badass. It's for you. Here's how I access this feeling of complete and utter confidence in the form of, this is who I am, hear me roar. That's step two. Identify what makes you feel badass. Step three, do more of that. It's really that simple. It all comes down to the feeling, my friends. It all comes down to the feeling here. The more you can feel into your inner badassery, the more you can feel into the confidence that already exists and is available to you, the more you access it, the more you feel it, the more you feel it, the more you access it. So do more of it. And or notice the feeling of confidence and all of the associated feelings, by the way. So what's associated with confidence and badassery? Certainty, strength, power, comfort too, right? So that's an offshoot of confidence is feeling comfortable, feeling in flow, feeling at one, feeling like I am a leader, hear me roar. And it's about accessing the feeling. So do things that help you access that feeling. Do them more if it makes sense to do them more. But you might already, for example, be working out 3 times a week, right? And so working out, exercising, lifting weights, right? That makes you feel badass. That may be one of the things that many of you have put on your list. Because for many of us, our time in the gym, whether it's the home gym or we go to the gym or whatever it is one of our favorite times of the day. Because guess what, my friends? It feels effing amazing. And so it may not be there. It may not be about doing it more. It may be about noticing the feeling more as you're doing that back squat, doing that deadlift, doing those overhead lunges or whatever it is that you're doing. Notice the feeling, not just in your muscles, of that strength, because you're already paying attention to your body anyway. You have to, in order to lift weights and to do it safely and effectively and efficiently and powerfully and to do it well. You're already in your body. So notice the feeling of, yes, strength and power and agility and also badassery and confidence. Notice it. Notice it more. Do more things that make you feel badass. Access, in other words, access that feeling even more. Intentionally notice that feeling even more. Then guess what's going to happen when you go on that job interview? It's already conditioned. It's already conditioned. You're going to show up as the amazing, powerful you, elevated, because you've now conditioned that feeling of confidence and certainty and comfort and flow and I got this no matter what. That's really what it is. That's really what it comes down to. So step one, how do you access even higher levels, even more levels, infinite levels of confidence as a technical leader? Step one, make the shift from I have to find, I have to build, I'm not enough, so I need to find more confidence. Shift from there to a new perspective, which is infinite amounts of confidence exist. All I have to do is access them. Step two, make a list. What are at least 10 things? And if 10 feels like too much, do 20. This is about accessing the feeling. Don't make it an intellectual exercise, because if 10 feels like too much, you're making it an intellectual exercise. It's like, how confident do you really want to feel? Make a list of 50. Make it easy. What makes me feel badass? What creates the feeling of inner badassery, of inner I am a leader, hear me roar, of inner power, of inner strength? Come up with at least 10 things and write them down. Step three is to do those things more often and or notice the feeling of confidence and badassery more often when you are doing them. That's it. That's it. And you might notice that in these steps, there's nothing about career strategy. There's nothing about tactics. There's nothing about preparing for interviews. There's not this like long list of 10 things that you need to do and that you need to know. Notice that there's nothing on this list about learning even more. There's nothing on this list about getting more letters after your name. There's nothing on this list about building even more skill and getting even better at whatever it is you want to get at. There's nothing on this list about it, because it's not about that at all. It's realizing that right now, where you're at, you are more than enough. You are loved. and you are a badass right now, wherever you're at. That's where it starts. It has to start there. And then, of course, with our clients, once we take them through that kind of process of the, like, it starts with you conditioning that feeling of confidence, then we put the strategy on top of it. Then we talk about, okay, what are the steps that I take? Draw me a map of how I get from where I am right now in my career to what's next for me. Whether it's more salary, more pay, more free time, a higher level position, the ability to make even more of an impact, whatever it might be, that we do that and we get into the strategy and tactics with our clients. But this is step one for everyone. So that's why I wanted to share it on the Public Free podcast, because you can't stack strategy and tactics on top of a shaky foundation. Because if you're thinking right now that, oh my goodness, I'm not good enough, I need to find more confidence, I need to build more confidence, I'm not really sure, I'm feeling very uncomfortable, I'm feeling anxious. And if we were to then give you the strategies that we give our clients, it's not gonna work. And that's often why many of you have experienced this. You haven't done this inner work first. You've just put the strategies on top of it and they're not working. Guess why? Because you're putting the strategies on top of a shaky foundation. The foundation is you. And I'm not saying that you need fixing. None of us need fixing. We are all glorious, amazing, badass humans just the way we are. What I am saying, though, is that if we want to put the strategy word on it, right, the strategy first is around having a super solid set of tools in your tool belt to make sure that you are as solid as you can possibly be, and that you've let go of everything that you can possibly let go of, and that you are ready to climb higher, that you're ready for it. You've done the inner work, the inner strategy, the mindset shifts. You've done the mindset work. Then, okay, then we can climb higher. Then and only then. And however high you want to climb, I promise you, we will never tell you that it's too high. I know that some of you have friends out there who are saying, what do you, you're already a VP. What do you mean you want to be a CTO? What makes you think you're good enough to be a CTO? Either some people, there may be people in your life who are saying that to you. And if they are, I'm very sorry. They're narcissistic assholes. And you have the choice whether to let that in or not. Or maybe your mind chatter, maybe your monkey brain, it may be your ego, it may be your insecurity is speaking temporarily, saying, I'm not sure if I'm capable of becoming a CTO. Maybe I should just stay a VP. Maybe I should just stay a manager. Maybe I should backtrack and be a manager. I think that would be safer. And that's all just mind chatter, trying to keep you safe. When you know in your heart of hearts, you are in your soul, in your intuition, your inner superhero is calling you to say more, more, more is what's possible. Don't listen to that monkey brain. More is absolutely what's possible. Are you ready? You want to get after it? Yeah, it's going to feel a little scary at first, but I got you. I got you. And we got you. And we get you. So if you're feeling that pull, if you're feeling that call to higher levels of technical leadership, let's have a call. Book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll have a conversation about where you're at right now, about where you want to go. And we're going to give you tools. We're going to give you resources. We're going to give you guidance right on that call. And if it turns out, if it's a fit to work together, then we'll talk about what that would look like as well if you wanted our help to do that. So at the end of the day, it starts with you. At the end of the day, it's about realizing that you're not in this alone. that the energy of confidence, that the energy of badassery is out there to be accessed. It's your choice if you want to allow that in. Aloha, my friends. Until next time, keep being badass. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.